You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire County Health Department is advising area residents of three beach closures and more water advisories due to high bacteria levels and algae blooms this week. According to health department officials, Big Falls and Riverview beaches are currently closed due to high bacteria levels. Lake Eau Claire Beach will also remain closed due to a harmful algae bloom. Water advisories were issued for Half Moon Beach due to elevated bacteria levels and Lake Altoona Beach due to algae blooms, although the beaches are still technically open. The city of Menominee is reminding residents about chip sealing projects on some streets near River Heights Elementary School. The chip sealing will take place on a number of streets in the area, including Ingalls Road, Ballantine Road, and 24th Avenue West. No parking signs have been placed in all of the work zones, and any vehicles that don't adhere to the no parking signs could be towed. Transportation officials are also advising residents to expect traffic delays in the area. The chip sealing projects are currently scheduled to wrap up on Thursday. Wisconsin Credit Union is inviting Western Wisconsin residents to contribute to their yearly Scrub-a-Dub Drive. The event will run from Monday through August 30th, during which time all Wisconsin Credit Union offices will accept donations of personal hygiene products like soap, toothbrushes, deodorant, and more for area students as they head back to school. The organization will also accept monetary donations during the event. Last year's Scrub-a-Dub Drive collected over 2,800 personal hygiene items and raised nearly $2,000. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles has launched a new webpage seeking to help residents identify potential scams. The new webpage shares information with residents on how to identify a scam, how to protect themselves, and what to do next if they do become the victim of a scam. It also keeps track of commonly reported scams from across the state, including one common scam involving residents receiving a text message claiming to be a final notice that they have unpaid traffic tickets, toll fees, or an E-ZPass balance. A proposed bill in the Wisconsin State Legislature could block certain medical debt collection actions. The legislation was introduced in the State Senate on Monday and would block those debt collection actions in cases where hospitals do not fully comply with price transparency requirements. The Department of Health Services would be responsible for monitoring compliance with the price transparency requirements, which would include hospitals keeping a full list of standard charges that is updated annually and accessible without a login or paywall. Wisconsin Public Service has announced the official selection of 2025's Ambassador Dog as part of their effort to promote safe digging. A 7-year-old dog from Schofield named Pearl was crowned the winner of the Ambassador Dog competition, beating out 10 other finalists with over 10,000 of the total 12,000 votes cast. For the next year, Pearl will be the face of the agency's safe digging campaign, which urges residents to call 811 before breaking ground on a project so WPS officials can mark any underground service lines that could be broken. An Eau Claire man is facing multiple charges after being accused of repeatedly ramming another vehicle during a domestic dispute. According to court documents, 32-year-old Nicholas Sparby Duncan was charged with felony damage to property, domestic abuse, and recklessly endangering safety, as well as a number of misdemeanor offenses. He was arrested on a different day after authorities initiated a traffic stop for his failure to stop at a stop sign, at which time the officer allegedly discovered an open beer can in the car and Sparby Duncan failed a field sobriety test. Two Northwest Wisconsin men have been sentenced on charges of disorderly conduct in relation to a car backfiring incident that caused mayhem in Rice Lake last year. Dante Smith of Shell Lake and Alex Wu Renma of Turtle Lake were accused of modifying a car so that its backfiring sounded like gunshots. The backfiring caused residents near a Rice Lake Walmart and a middle school where a football game was taking place to believe there was an active shooter in the area. Both men were sentenced to 80 hours of community service as part of a plea deal. With the signing of legislation by Governor Tony Evers on Friday, qualified registered nurses in Wisconsin will now be allowed to practice more independently. The Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Modernization Act will allow those specially qualified registered nurses to operate independently and without the need for a collaborative agreement with a physician, as long as health cases don't fall outside their areas of expertise. Officials say the legislation will improve healthcare access across the state, especially in rural and underserved communities. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is warning residents of damage to state parks, trails, and recreation areas as a result of the storms across the state recently. According to a press release, DNR staff are still evaluating the full extent of the damage caused by the storms, including washouts and downed trees. The damage has also forced some partial property and trail closures due to safety concerns. Residents are being asked to stay away from closed areas and inform DNR staff if they come across any damage at parks and trails that remain open. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
A home run fest. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers wrap up their series today with the Pirates. Last night, the crew with five home runs to win 14-0 over Pittsburgh. Sal Frelick was the Brewers' leadoff man and hit his ninth home run of the season in his first at-bat.
It's always nice to score a lot of runs, but, you know, I'm not, like, surprised by any means, especially when the offense is clicking like it is and we're getting great support from the pitchers.
Milwaukee with a 7.5-game lead in the Central. The Cubs losing 5-1 to the Blue Jays. NFL. The word is Jordan Love had successful surgery after suffering a torn ligament in his left thumb against the Jets. How soon will he be able to practice?
I don't know until he gets back here and see how he feels. I mean, we'll see. Obviously, he'll be out this week. And then I would put it highly unlikely that he plays for Seattle. As far as the practice is concerned, I can't tell you that at this moment.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sometimes I want to love a movie because the poster looks so cool, such is the case with Weapons, the new film from Zach Kregers and his follow-up to his excellent horror film, Barbarian. Weapons is one of those films I liked about three-quarters of, but it just couldn't quite close. The film stars Josh Brolin and Ozark's Julia Garner, and the critics love it for the most part. That's how I feel about this creepy film. I liked it for the most part, and pretty much recommend it. How's that for a sort of positive review? Fans of singer Carly Pearce were probably freaked when they saw the New York Post headline, which read the singer was rushed to the ER with a gruesome injury. As it turns out, she cut her thumb on a ranch dressing bottle and needed gauze. Kudos to gauze for making its first appearance in the Hollywood Beats. The article explained that Pierce would have to adjust by holding the microphone in her left hand instead of her right, but she was confident she could pull it off. It's almost like they're trying to trick you into reading things. The cast of Friends was mourning Matthew Perry long before his death, according to his castmate Jennifer Aniston. Aniston recently discussed the situation with Vanity Fair, saying the entire cast had done all they could for their friend Perry, but it just wasn't working. The star of the morning show even said at one point in the interview that Perry being gone is almost better because he is no longer in pain. Perry confirmed his struggles in his memoir, Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing, in which he discussed attending 6,000 AA meetings, going through rehab 15 times, and spending almost $10 million in an attempt to get clean. On a lighter note, the article is complemented by the typical weird Vanity Fair photos, one of which has Aniston in a semi-formal white gown in a backyard, looking to the sky while using a push lawnmower from the 1930s. Garbage. Everyone knows Aniston uses a John Deere rider to cut her own grass. All right, Swifties, brace yourself. Up-and-comer Taylor Swift has announced she will soon release her 12th studio album. She seems to be really getting the hang of this songwriting thing. Taylor teased Swifties with a mysterious countdown ticker on her website before making the announcement on her boyfriend's podcast. The New Heights is hosted by current and former footballer brothers Travis and Jason Kelce. This is the follow-up to Swift's 2024 release, The Tortured Poets Department, which was the biggest-selling album of the year, selling almost 3.5 million copies on both digital and physical formats. It broke records for highest single day and single week number of streams on Spotify, interestingly enough, and maybe even more importantly, this was Swift's first appearance on the New Heights podcast. That's a good get for the Kelce brothers. We'll see if she breaks podcast records. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 80 this afternoon. There will be a little more of that smoky haze from wildfires here today. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop down into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.